You're listening to All of It on WNYC. Welcome back. For the entire month of June, there's a celebration happening in New York City. It's Pride Month. And this year, the city is hosting World Pride events and honoring the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising, a protest that changed not only our city, but the world. Our entire show this Friday will be devoted to the historic event. It's all very serious and important, but can we also have a little fun this June? For that, let me direct you to The Duplex. Every Thursday in June, you'll be able to find a new one-man comedy show called Twirled History at the world-famous Cabaret Theater and Piano Bar, The Duplex at 61 Christopher Street. Stand-up comedian and self-proclaimed drama queen Dominic Pupa reimagines the annals of world events and asks the question, what if gay people had just been in charge from the beginning of time? In this Twirled History, we have a revamped lineup at Woodstock, a reimagining of the U.S. Supreme Court, and a VIP guest list on Noah's Ark. Let's take a listen, but first let me set this up. This is the closing night of check-ins for Noah's Ark on Mount Ararat, and you're in charge of the checking in and seeing who gets to come onto the Ark.
Who's now? Oh my God. What are you? What is this? A flamingo. My God. With an F or a P? An F. Okay. Flamingo, I'm going to look you up here. You are on the list. Special skills: being fierce, being pink, staying real thin, posing, sometimes on one leg, and generally scowling. Here are some drink tickets. Get the F this boat. No. Thank you, flamingos. The pleasure was mine. Julie, a stateroom for these queens. Let's do this. My God. All right, who's next? Oh dear. Hi, are you on this list?
Oh, it's the best. Dominic, welcome to All of It.
Thank you. It's so fun to be here.
So I just, you know, we're going to talk about Twirled History in a minute, but The Duplex is really a significant event space, and it's really significant in your life.
Oh, yes.
Where you came out.
Yes,
decades ago.
It is my favorite place in New York City.
Can you tell me about how it's changed over time, its importance, why we need to know about the Duplex?
Well, I think the Duplex, I think that whole triangle there in Sheridan Square is hugely important for a lot of obvious reasons and maybe some not obvious reasons, but you have the Duplex, and then of course you have Stonewall two doors down, and then you have the Monster, which is another piano bar right across the street, right across Sheridan Square. How it has changed, without sounding too snarky, there are a lot more straight people in that neighborhood than when I came out 23 years ago. A lot. In the bars, on the street. There were no baby carriages around there in the mid-90s, and now I think as far as inhabitants, that's most of the area at that point. However, there are, you know, at least with those three gay bars, there are, I would say it's probably half and half now between gay and straight people, which is awesome. I mean, that was the goal. That was the goal,
right?
Was to mingle with everyone in the world. And as far as the Duplex goes, it's still, these bars are still safe spaces, which I think is the most important thing. Although bachelorette parties, I don't believe are allowed in these places because they are unsafe. That's an unsafe event.
So this is your first show sort of geared toward Pride.
Yes.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you want to do this show?
It just was time. I mean, I had never done a show geared toward gay rights, gay pride, and just the fact that it was the 50th anniversary of Stonewall and that World Pride was going to be here. And then I just came up with the idea. You know, my friends and I have joked around for years about what would happen. Oh, girl, what would you do if you were in charge of this evening? And then it just became, well, what if you were in charge of stacking Noah's Ark or rewriting the New Testament and some less shocking things than that, of course. But it just became obvious. You know, the show just sort of came to me earlier this year. I was happy that the Duplex was available.
So what other historic moments are you giving a twirl? You've mentioned the Supreme Court.
We do the Supreme Court. We do Noah's Ark is a big one.
So good.
We also do a big bit about the New Testament, which looking at the New Testament, there are, again, not to offend anyone, but there are some already existing gay elements in the New Testament. There aren't that many female characters in the New Testament. It is a large group of men following around another well-known man, and we liken that to an obvious episode of RuPaul's Drag Race at the Last Supper. And I don't want to give too much away, but it is definitely, at least from what we've been hearing, it's definitely one of the better bits in the show that the audience appreciates.
Last Supper and RuPaul. Didn't necessarily Why think not? You would see that.
12 Men in Dresses. It's pretty much the same show, isn't it?
You do like caftans. There are a lot of caftans on stage.
It's the only reason I like doing these particular bits, because I get to wear caftans on stage.
When you were writing this show, who did you think this show was for?
I think it's for gay men my age. It's very broad humor, and I talk in the show about coming out and who my heroes were growing up, both as a gay man and as a comedian. They happened to be people who I knew as a child were gay, but who never said they were gay. People like Paul Lynde, Charles Nelson Reilly, Rip Taylor, Richard Simmons, where even 10 years ago, I'd almost be embarrassed to admit that these were comedy inspirations, because they're so broad, and it's not a type of humor that's available or prevalent now with millennial social media humor, which is still clever, not mm-hmm. knocking it, but I sometimes read the biting, clever, delicious humor of millennial influencers, and I think to myself, where's the Richard Simmons of it all? Like, you can't hashtag someone going, and that's what I like. You know, that's the kind of humor I grew up with.
My guest is comedian performer Dominic Pupa. We're talking about Twirled History, his Pride show. It's going to be in the Village every Thursday night in June at the Duplex. So the premise is, what if the world were run by gays? Let's take a little listen to a piece of a song that's actually the title of it is, If the World Was Run by Gays.
Mandatory makeover so everyone is pretty. There are 32 seasons of Sex in the City. It's a Technicolor world if it is run by gays. George Takei on the Supreme Court. Who'll be the Pope? Yes, boy George. Laverne Cox for presidency. Chaz Bono is her VP. Billy Porter on every program. Harvey Fierstein's the new Uncle Sam. Hey, Jussie Smollett. No, ma'am.
It was the Mount Rushmore until the end there.
The audience always holds its breath. At least my audience last week was hoping Jussie Smollett would not be assigned a role in the New World. And the line after that can't be said on the radio.
No, it cannot.
But he is not. He doesn't have a role yet.
Okay.
Chance to redeem himself, though, as always.
My guest is Dominic Pupa. The name of his Twirled History, his Pride show at the Village, running at the Duplex. So I'm interested. You know, we're going to take a turn. This is a segue, a hard turn.
Okay.
Today is the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting, that horrible shooting. 49 people were killed, 53 people wounded in Florida at a gay club. At the time, you wrote a poem that was really visceral, and it went viral, and it was retweeted by Kathy Griffin and a whole bunch of celebrities. It was eventually removed from social media because of, community standards. What was going on at the time with you that you had to write this? And now looking back on it, what do you think of that whole experience?
I wrote it 2 days afterwards. I think I published it on June 14th. And it had been, you know, we had all as a society gone through the five stages of grief at hyperspeed due to social media. And then, you know, there's sort of like a sixth stage of grief where people just start acting like, not kind. And so, you know, a community of people who we'll just call them haters, a community of people who don't like gay people to begin with, who aren't really in favor of gay rights, gay marriage, found them being very vocal toward the gay community that we were not allowed to mourn these 49 souls as gay people. We should be mourning them as Americans, and we were un-American. And I just thought it was, considering all of the rights given to Americans that they would want to deny us, that this was an occasion where all of a sudden gay people were American. And it pissed me off. And I wrote that in about 10, 15 minutes at my desk at work, and I published it. And then an hour later, I went online and was just like, well, crap, like this is going everywhere. And I remember several friends, my mom, a couple people online saying, aren't you a little too angry? And I just thought about everyone who came before me, everyone in ACT UP, everyone at the Stonewall riots. And I just thought, this actually wasn't angry enough, to be honest with you. Another 2 days went by, and then I thought, oh, did I offend people? And I kind of went through a moment where I thought maybe it was a little too abrasive, but then all I had to do was go online and still see those people there that were resistant or telling gay people how they should be mourning the assassination of people in their community. And I thought, there is no such thing as too angry about something like this.
Well, you took your writing skills and used them in a different way.
Yes. For them. That's what it's for. That's what Pride's for. That's what this comedy show is for. You know, and I talk in the show about what Pride means to me personally and what it means to the community and how I learned. When I came out, I was young and I was friends with a lot of older people who taught me gay history, basically. Mm-hmm. And I watched their contemporaries pass away from HIV/AIDS, and I saw how they handled it, and it was with humor and with bravery, and it's that sort of humor that is in twirled history. It's for them, you know. That's another reason why it's for Pride, the show.
It's at the Duplex on Christopher Street every Thursday this June. Dominic, thanks for coming to buy all of it.
It is so thrilling to be here. Thank you so much.
Coming up, Jesse Buckley, one of the stars of the series Chernobyl, talks about playing an aspiring musician in the film Wild Rose, performs live. Mary Steenburgen, who wrote one of the soundtrack's standout songs, will also join the conversation. More after the break.